What's up, Eagles fans, and welcome back inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined alongside NFL film senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, last week we took a look at the free agent quarterback group. Let's now take a look at this tight end class, because there's a number of names that are really, really intriguing that can come in and play a role in an offense, maybe not as the number one tight end, but fit in an established role in a pro offense.
Yeah, and Martellus Bennett is the name that really jumps out to me. Obviously, he just played with New England. He's a Super Bowl champion. But you see him right here. He's flexed. And the thing about Martellus Bennett, and you go back to a couple of years ago in Chicago, where he was really the number one tight end. He can line up anywhere in your formation. He can win in man coverage, which is the case right here. Here he's beating a linebacker running a crossing route. But Martellus Bennett is a very gifted tight end who can line up as an inline blocker and be good at that. He can line up flex, as we saw here. He can line up as ex-ISO, the single receiver, to the boundary and run routes. So he's a very versatile player, an excellent receiver, and a very good blocker.
Yeah, you see that violence there. You mentioned the blocking. See the violence at the end of this, yards after catch. One of the more well-rounded players at the position in this free agent class. Let's keep going now to another player that has that versatile skill set, the ability to be moved around the formation, Jared Cook with Green Bay.
And we just talked about the idea of ex-ISO, the single receiver to the boundary. That's become so prevalent in today's NFL, where teams line up in 3-by-1 sets, where they have three wide receivers on the field, and all three are to one side, and the tight end is the single receiver to the backside of trips. That's what Jared Cook can give you, and you see it right here. So what you get here, you have him matched on a safety, and this is what you often get. That's the matchup you like. Defenses normally feel pretty good when they can get a safety matched up, but Jared Cook can win one-on-one against safeties when he's split as the single receiver. And one big thing, when he started playing after he came back from injury, that really fit with what the Packers were doing and helped them get on that winning streak. So he's another multidimensional tight end who's a very good receiver, very athletic.
You could say the same exact thing about a player that's been doing it for a long time in this league with a couple teams now. Vernon Davis, a former top 10 pick from the San Francisco 49ers, now with Washington. We see him here with the Redskins, lined up here as a wing, and he's going to come across and run a wheel route. Tell us about Vernon Davis.
Another guy that can still run. That's the one thing Vernon Davis can do. He actually had some very good moments this year because Jordan Reed was in and out of the lineup with some injury issues. So Vernon Davis got a lot of snaps, and this play is a very good example of what he can do. He's pretty much a straight-line vertical route runner. They get him stemming across the formation. Here he's going to run a wheel route on a linebacker, and he can still create a little separation and make these kinds of vertical plays. That's what Vernon Davis is. He's a vertical route runner. At this point in his career, he's probably your number two tight end, but it's always nice to have a number two tight end that can attack vertically, either outside or the vertical seams.
And one player that can be used in a lot of those same ways, especially vertically down the field, a little bit of an underrated athlete, Larry Donnell, also in the division here in the NFC East with the New York Giants.
Yeah, and Larry Donnell's a guy that a couple years ago, Fran, really looked like he was going to become a pretty solid tight end, athletic. I remember he scored 3 touchdowns against the Redskins a few years ago, lining up in different places on each touchdown. And he's another guy that's very athletic. He's long. He's kind of sinewy in the way he moves. You can line him up anywhere. Here he's sort of flexed. He just runs a seam, catches a touchdown. You can see the athleticism just with that catch. I'm surprised he sort of hasn't advanced more and developed further. He's fought some injuries. But if you get him in a situation where he can stay healthy and you have a multidimensional offense where you move him around, he can be a very valuable piece in an offense.
And one player that has been a valuable piece for the Indianapolis Colts, a player that you and I both liked coming out of Western Kentucky a few years ago, Jack Doyle with the Colts.
Yeah, and he got a lot of snaps because Indianapolis this year played a lot of what we call 12 personnel with 2 tight ends, and he played a lot. And it's interesting that we're looking at him lined up in the backfield here. He did that a lot. He was actually a very good lead blocker at times in the run game, but he advanced as a receiver this year. Now, he's not quite the vertical threat that some of the other players we just talked about, but he's a guy that can run the short routes. Here's a great example of what he does. Great feel for understanding the coverage. Look at him right here. He knows that if he sits down there, there's not going to be a throw for Andrew Luck. So what does he do? He moves and gets in the void. Jack Doyle, a very smart player, understands how to work the short to intermediate areas. He's another guy, really valuable as a second tight end.
One player that's been that second tight end now for the Seattle Seahawks for the last couple of years, playing as the Robin to Jimmy Graham's Batman, yeah. And that is Luke Wilson with the Seattle Seahawks.
Hard to believe he came out of Rice in the same class as McDonald with the 49ers, and Wilson was the guy no one talked about, and he's ended up having a very nice career. Now, here you see him. This is a red zone play. He's actually very valuable in the red zone. He's a little more athletic than people might think, and here I'll catch a touchdown from Russell Wilson. Nice little in-breaking route. But Luke Wilson is another guy. He's best suited as your second tight end, but he does give you some athletic ability as a receiver. We've seen him catch the ball down the field. We've seen him catch long passes down the field. So he's got vertical ability, probably more vertical ability than a Jack Doyle, and Wilson works very effectively as your second tight end.
Eagles obviously in very good position here with Zach Ertz, Brent Celek, and Trey Burton in the tight end group, but you can never rule out adding some more reinforcements to that position. I wouldn't rule anything out when you look at this tight end class. For more here as we continue breaking down the top free agents entering the new league year, stay tuned here for more on Inside the Film Room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.